You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome to Monday's Racing Podcast from William Hill. My name is Jack, and joined for this edition is John Budden. John, how are you?
I'm pretty good shape indeed, Jack, and tremendous racing on Saturday.
Yes, you've been here all weekend on Racing Radio, and, well, Saturday was pretty outstanding, and the Racing Post lead with the headline Magnifique, Almanzor.
Yeah, I think absolutely correct. And you could say it was a magnifique too for the organisers of Champions Day. I've been critical of them in the past, but I have to admit that Saturday's racing at Ascot was absolutely tremendous. And enormous prize money, competitive racing of the highest level. And it was so good that even my non-racing brother watched it on Channel 4 and got excited.
Wow.
Which shows that it must have been pretty good. But yes, Almanzor was really good because it didn't look as though he had a very clear run in the home straight. And yet he got up and really did the job tremendously well. And it was a high-class race, of course. And, he's obviously a horse of tremendous calibre. Let's hope he stays in training for next year.
Let's hope so, because there were a lot of trainers in that race before it went off being very bullish about the chances of their horses, but not more so than Rouget, of course, who really fancied his horse.
Yeah, he did really fancy it, and he'd obviously absolutely correctly too. I missed out in the arc on Found, because, I went off Found at the crucial moment before the arc. The Silver Fox, Mick Norton, he was so confident postponed would win that I forgot myself and broke a rule, never change your mind. She ran tremendously well, but Almanzor, really impressive. But there were others too, weren't there?
There were. Mick Norton named and shamed on the Racing Podcast there. and of course, Minding, of course, as well was in action as just a great day of Group Ones.
Well, Minding, absolutely terrific. The training skill of Aidan O'Brien and the team at Ballydoyle shown with Minding, I think, is unsurpassed, certainly in modern history. I mean, it's when you think that filly is a three-year-old, was winning the 1,000 guineas right back in the very early summer or late spring, and has been in action in Group 1 company throughout, and still, at the very end of the year, had that acceleration and class to come through the field and score. I was convinced that Ribchester would win that race. And Ribchester ran extremely well, and nothing against him at all. And he was gaining ground at the end. But when Binding burst into the lead, I thought to myself, goodness gracious, what a tremendous training feat. And so when Galileo Gold, has done the opposite. He ran yesterday as though he was a little bit tired of the whole campaign. So Minding. Marvellous performance.
Half a length from Ribchester. So there was, like you said, there wasn't much in it, but got the job done.
Oh, he got the job done tremendously well and of course put in front absolutely at the crucial moments and seized the vital lengths or so from the rest of the field. But she has put in a really tremendous season. And then the sprint was very interesting. I think there was a slight bias of the draw, in the sprints and on the straight mile. It seemed as though those drawn low on the far side had a slight advantage. I thought the Tin Man had a major chance in and the champion sprint. I did, in fact, tip him on the racing radio here on the Saturday because James Fanshawe often keeps his sprinters ready for the last sort of big sprint of the season. And the Tin Man was comparatively fresh, while horses like Quiet Reflection and company had quite a hard season. So I thought the Tin Man had a big chance, and I must say I was pleased he won.
Yeah, you were one of the few pundits, actually. I spoke to a couple of people on the racing podcast earlier in the week, looking ahead to this race, and they all seemed to fancy the Tin Man. They thought he'd get there, and 13-2 was the price in the end ahead of Growl and Brando. You saw a lot of racing yesterday, John, and obviously you've picked out the ones that that were the big names, but did anyone in particular catch your eye? Any horse look good, one to keep our eye on?
Well, I thought Jack Hobbs was outstanding. Mm. I talked about Aidan O'Brien's feat of training, but John Gosden in bringing Jack Hobbs back and in the highest level, mm. and to have the horse running as he did, finishing third in a Group One, it was a very fine training performance. And I would have thought Jack Hobbs, assuming that he is kept in training, is a horse definitely to watch.
Mm, definitely, yeah. So loads going on Saturday. We could sit and talk about it for most of the afternoon, but we better get on with Monday's racing, which comes from Pontefract, from Plumpton, and from Windsor as well. Three meetings in the UK for Monday afternoon. We're going to start with the 3:40 at Pontefract. We'll look at the 4:40 as well coming up. But this is a pretty decent race, actually. It's a listed race over the mile.
Yeah, just over the mile. It's quite a historic race as far as Pontefract goes, too. It's the Silver Tankard. It's always been one of the big races during the Ponte scene. It's got a good field tomorrow, too. Marco Botti's got a runner, which could go quite well, I think. Al Hamdani. On the whole, I tend, Jack, to follow Marco Botti on the all-weather rather than the turf, but he may make me grind my teeth and say what nonsense by going well. Graham Lee riding this horse. It's great to see Graham Lee being, given a good ride by the Botti yard, because obviously he's been through, terrible torments over the past 6 months or so, but seems to be on the way back. Should go well. Forest Ranger, too, won the first race for Richard Far his yard, Tony Hamilton in the saddle, and again a promising young horse who might conceivably strike gold here. Dubai for Charlie Hills is again a contender who needs to be taken into consideration. William Haggis, tremendous autumn for him. He's got good omen in this race. A clear-cut winner at Bath last time out, a second at Chepstow before that. Looks as though it'll go pretty well on the softish ground, which is forecast at Ponte. But I'm going to go for Godolphin in this race. I thought Duwela showed really decent form at Nottingham, running well against counterweight. And it strikes me that Syed Bin Sarraw's got his team in pretty tip-top form at the moment after what's been a miserable season. So Duwela will be my choice.
OK, Duwela, the selection for John then, in the 3:40 at Pontefract, which is the Silver Tankard Stakes, an hour later. And it's not a bad card, actually, for a Monday at Pontefract, as we mentioned before. The 4:40 is the next race we're going to look at, and this is a Class 3 race. It's over the 2 miles and 1 furlong. And at the time of recording, which is Sunday afternoon, there are 8 going to post here.
Yes, it's a real sort of Ponte marathon, this. And Phil Bull, I think, has got the name in the race name. And Phil Bull was, of course, a great supporter of Pontefract. So it's good that he is remembered with this race every year. Some real old numbers in it. Riptide, for example, just runs in long-distance races of Pontefract and occasionally wins. Right at the bottom, an old favourite of mine too, Madame Lilibet. If she wins, I shall really grind my teeth, because she doesn't look as though she's all that keen on doing the job just at the moment. Fun Mac represents Huey Morrison, and is obviously a horse that needs to be regarded seriously here. Huey Morrison's got his team in very good shape, and Fun Mac was a runner in the Sir Zarewitch, and he didn't actually figure quite as well as expected, but he's back fairly quickly, and he certainly stays the trip. So does Oriental Fox. We need to pass perhaps a veil over Oriental Fox, Jack. 28th of 33, I think. Mark Johnston Stayer was in the Cesarewicz, a race in which he had, in fact, finished second a year ago. You never know about Mark Johnston's horses, though. You know, they're as tough as teak, and Oriental Fox stays every yard of his trip. He could easily come back and bite one in the behind and score. I'm going to go for Midgehar, though, in this contest. A much less exposed horse this season. Ran fairly decently at Ascot last time out. Finished sixth on that occasion. David O'Mara trains, of course, and Danny Tuthope in the saddle. And I thought Midgehar could spring back to form.
Midgehar, then, the selection for John in the race at Pontefract, which goes at 4:40. Right, we move further south to Windsor. The 3:50 is the first one we're going to look at. It's a Class 4 race, and it's over the mile and 2 furlongs, and there's 11 going to post here.
Yeah, there are 11, but I fancy that Exoteric is going to start at a fairly short price, Jack. Mm. It looks to me to be the horse who's got the outstanding current form in this contest. Charlie Hill's trains, of course, and interestingly enough, Richard Kingscote is booked to ride. Now, Richard's had a tremendous weekend. He had a double at Haydock on Friday, and he was in winning action again at Wolverhampton on Saturday night. He's a jockey who's what you might call going places at the moment, and it's interesting that Charlie Hills has booked him to ride Exoteric. Was a good winner last time out at Newmarket, and I think the form of Exoteric is pretty outstanding in what a fairly modest race. We could have a bit of opposition from Panko, who didn't run too badly last time out on the all-weather at Kempton, fourth there, and running on quite strongly behind Ocean Ready. There is a possibility too about one or two others in the race, like Pink Ribbon, who's right at the bottom for Sylvester Kirk, whose horses have been going quite well. But for me, Exoteric looks to be a certain or likely winner of that race.
Yeah, Exoteric then in the 3:50 at Windsor for John. Likely, as he said, to go off at a short price in that one. Right, we're still at Windsor for the final race we're going to look at on today's racing podcast. And it's going to be the race at 4:20. It's a Class 4 race. There are 11 runners, and it's over the 1 mile and 2 furlongs.
Yeah, this is a bit of a minefield, Jack. It really is, because we've got quite a decent field, and they're all much of a muchness. At the top, Rotherwick has got to have a chance. He's been very consistent indeed for the Coal Yard throughout the season. Finished reasonably well last time out, was fifth. In fact, in the race, Ocean Ready won. That seems to be coming into our podcast quite a bit. Back on the turf here, he's perfectly sound. He runs as well on the turf as he does on the all-weather. Must have a chance, but he's right at the top of the handicap. I quite like Open the Red, too, in the race. Amanda Perrott trains this with George Baker in the saddle. My goodness, George Baker's riding well. I thought he'd give Quest for More a tremendous ride in the long-distance champion stairs race at Ascot. Amanda Perrott's horses often run well at Windsor, so Open the Red, lightly raced, could have a really serious chance. And then we've got Wadigor from the Roger Varian stable. And that needs to be really considered. And at the bottom is a horse that I'm going to go for, and that is Lemon and Lime. And it's the other way around, Lime and Lemon. And this is Clive Cox. And I thought the horse ran well in a better race than this at Newbury last time out. Very lightly weighted and could be just a little bit of a springer. So Lime and Lemon is the choice in that Windsor race.
Lime and Lemon, Lime and Lemon, whichever order you have them in. As long as it wins, it doesn't matter too much. That's the selection in the 4:20 at Windsor. See, there's all of John's selections. You've heard them. So plenty going on Monday then, with action from Plumpton, Windsor and Pontefract. John, thank you very much.
Lovely, Jack.
And good luck with all of your selections on Monday.
Thank you very much.
You can hear John on William Hill Racing Radio. And that's it for us. We'll be back for Tuesday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.